Now time for the rural news with Maya Burry, who is in Ōtautahi this morning. Kia ora, Maya.
Kia ora, Susie.
Now, an orchardist says they're preparing to go to battle, when the apple harvest ramps up shortly.
Yeah, I don't think they think this is going to be pretty this season. Fifth-generation grower Paul Painter from Yummy Fruit in Hawke's Bay says that the arrival of Omicron here, combined with labour and freight challenges, means it is likely to be a year of chaos. Paul Painter says there's little the sector can do about the COVID situation, and he says that the industry is working hard on freight. But he actually says that the main variable which could be moved is labour, and he'd like to see the government provide more access to seasonal workers from the Pacific.
We have a number of factors that we're looking at that could make it a very stressful and traumatic season. And that those three are freight. Disrupted freight is a huge issue globally, and it's very certain that sometimes when boats are scheduled to call a Napier and load, they won't arrive. They'll just sail by, or some other factors will cause a change in the schedule. And so disrupted shipping is a huge threat. The other two threats are COVID. We have a DHB here with not so much experience with what happens in a COVID crisis, thankfully. And Omicron, obviously, very contagious, so you could easily see one department get it this week and another department next week. So I think a shutdown for COVID would be hugely disruptive and quite possible. And the final thing, obviously, is labour, and that labour situation is worse than it was last year. Unemployment in Hawke's Bay is pretty much nil.
And Paul Painter says everyone is desperate for staff, and there are signs up advertising jobs everywhere.
Now, something that perhaps you don't see all that often, dry conditions biting in Southland.
Yeah, every time I've been down there, it's raining, but it seems like it's been very dry. And NIWA's latest hotspot watch report shows there are actually very dry to extremely dry parts of the region. Federated Farmers Southland President Chris Dillon says there's normally a lot of rainfall during January, but this year it's been mixed. And he says more is needed soon to promote growth to stop things getting too much drier. Fiona and James McDonald, they run Dava Station near Tiano, where they currently have 6,500 ewes and 8,000 lambs. Ms. McDonald says in her 30 years on the station, this is the third year where it's been very dry.
We haven't had a decent amount of rain since well before Christmas. So, yeah, we're just looking out on paddocks that look like Egypt, very deserty. And, yeah, we just desperately need some rain.
And Ms. McDonald says they've got plenty of baleage, but they've still had to make some big decisions about what to do with stock.
So normally on our station we fatten all of our lambs, and which is sort of 6,500 of our lambs. But this year, because it's so dry, we're having to store quite a lot of them. We've already got a truck and trailer load away yesterday, which was like 800. But we're looking down the barrel of having to store quite a few more. So that's pretty unprecedented for our property. So, yeah, it's quite a major management decisions being made at the moment.
And Fiona McDonald says it is getting harder to sell lambs onto other farmers because people are becoming nervous about what will happen if there's a COVID case at the meatworks, which could affect capacity. So therefore, they're worried about these extra stock then sitting on their farm. She says rain is forecast for next week, so hopefully that comes to fruition. And that's the rural news for this morning.